You got something for free for all?
Actually, not really. I just figured it was all females calling in, so I figured I'd call in and mix it up a little bit.
Hey, there you go.
So, and the discount, I don't know why everybody's getting so worked up about it. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
Thanks for calling in and being a dude, I guess.
No problem.
See you, man.
See ya.
Hey, you got something for free for all?
I do. Right. And I just wanted to thank you for letting us voice our opinions. I'm a military wife, which I'm sure you've gotten a lot of calls by now.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I heard the lady's comment, and I just want to let you know how special that person is who chooses a profession that knows that their life is on the line. And I'm speaking for my children who spend many countless nights wondering if their daddy's going to come home. And I do patronize places that do give us a discount because we don't make a lot of money. And we do pay for our benefits. And commissary, the food is the same price as anywhere else. It's not that much cheaper. And it's not, it's not free and it's not given. It's just compensation for what we go through.
Yeah, I really don't get why anyone would argue against anything that the military gets.
Right. So thank you very much for sticking up for us, and I do listen to your show. This is the first time I've actually listened, so lucky me to choose a day that a discussion like this is open.
Well, good. So, well, thanks for listening. We
thank
appreciate
you very
that.
Much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Hey there, you got something for free for all?
I respect them for what they do, but it's a job. If we're going to give them discounts, why don't we give our firefighters, teachers, and cops discounts as well, EMTs, ambulance drivers, hospital workers, things like that. Maybe the soldiers wouldn't need the discount if they were paid what they were deserved, and we wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I was just wanting to call and talk about the military and them complaining.
Yeah.
People should be grateful that people volunteer, because if they didn't, then they would start the draft again and you wouldn't have a choice to go over there.
Yep.
So they should just be grateful that there are volunteers out there that do good deeds for us to keep us free.
You're exactly right.
So that's all I really wanted to say. Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, you got something for free for all?
The other day, Jerry, and since it's about you being 5 years old, acting like a 5 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, question is, were you acting like a little five-year-old that's flirting with a girl that pushes her down and picks on her, or just being like a little five-year-old?
I think I'm a pretty innocent five-year-old, right, Jerrion?
Sometimes.
Oh, you think sometimes I'm a bully five-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be like a little five-year-old bully and pick on the girl that you like?
Ooh.
That's kind of how it came across, though.
You think?
The other day, yeah. Jerrion there.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's got cooties.
Another day.
She's got cooties to the extreme, though.
I do.
Oh, she does. That's terrible for you.
Yeah.
I need to get my shots, though.
Yeah, you're way.
Line dot dot operation cootie shot. I'm good now.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how you came across the other day on the radio.
I don't know if that's good.
Like a little 5 year old picking on the girl that you like.
All right, fair enough. I'll take that criticism, I guess.
Bye.
Bye. Keep dreaming, Jerrion.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Right. Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I'm a graduating senior from Manhattan High, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But today's supposed to be, like, junior takeover day. And they literally took 20 of the worst kids and told them not to come to school and said, if you come on school grounds, it'll be criminal trespassing.
Oh, what?
Yep.
That's no fair.
It's hilarious.
It is pretty. Yeah, I guess it's better off for you guys, huh?
Well, yeah, we're not even going to be there. We're at graduation practice.
Oh, okay. So, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter for us. But they literally took, like, 20 juniors and said, don't come to school today.
So you just appreciate the fact that they won't be able to do their whatever thing?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to hold that back.
Right.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Schools just kind of freak out about stuff sometimes, and it's not really necessary.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what are you going to do? It's a different world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, congrats on the news, bro. You're happy about that, right?
Yeah, I am, big time.
All right, well, enjoy graduation, man.
All right, thanks.
Take care.